From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio today is Lisa Potts from the Oklahoma Press Association.
Hello again.
Well, we took the week off last week, and frankly, because there wasn't a whole lot to talk about.
True.
But we have great stuff to talk about today. If you did not get a chance to see Wednesday night's showing of the top 15 So You Think You Can Dance routines, according to our favorite judge, Nigel Lithgow, on Fox, you can definitely catch it all over the web. I mean, people have lists up. You can even link to some videos and watch some of those performances. And on the TV blog at newsok.com, I also list the top 15 with some photos. So check that out. But the performances were really great. One thing I liked about them were they were spread out from all the seasons, from 1 through 5.
Yes.
Which was great because I had not seen season 1 or 2 before, so I got a chance to see some things that I had not seen before. It was also so much fun to watch the judges throughout the years. Mia's hairstyles in particular.
Oh, that's true.
And Nigel, too. I mean, this has been on for 5 years, and, you know, people do age in 5 years, so it was kind of fun to see the judges. And also see some judges that you don't see anymore. There were some judges, choreographers who, of course, were judges from season 1 that I don't think they use anymore.
That's true.
And yeah. I wondered if the choreographer that we discussed recently, who's having some criminal issues, might have been in there, because I didn't recognize him. But I don't know if that was the case.
Yeah, I wonder if he's actually the one that did the Benji and Heidi's Mambo routine. I don't know who it was that choreographed that, but it very well might have been him, because he used to do a lot of those types of routines.
Yes.
But anyways.
And by the way, any update on that gentleman?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, we're talking about a choreographer that was in the news recently because...
Alex Da Silva, I think was his name.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And he was a Latin ballroom choreographer for the show for a couple of seasons. And this, he may have even done some on this season, if I remember correctly, but I'm not certain. So anyways, he was arrested and charged with rape, 4 counts of rape.
So we certainly don't know the everything behind that. If we hear anything more about that, we'll let you know. But that was interesting. I was wondering, okay, am I looking at him now? I don't know what he looks like. am I watching any of his dances? But despite all that, it was a great show.
It was.
Yeah.
It was so exciting because it's like it took all the best elements of any one performance show and just smashed it all together. Mm-hmm. And so it was a solid hour of, I was in heaven. I was so happy.
It was a solid hour of dance.
It was.
Because we didn't have the judges' comments. We didn't. True. I mean, I like the judges' comments, mm-hmm. but we didn't have all that. You just got to see dance, great dance after great dance after great dance.
And then tons of highlights thrown in of other routines that they didn't show us the whole thing, but they would show, you know, 1 or 2 seconds of this, 1 or 2 seconds of that, and getting to see all those dancers again, and some very memorable routines.
Absolutely. Well, let's go through them. As you noted to me earlier, these are not ranked from 1 to 15 or 15 to 1. They just picked the ones that, or Nigel picked the ones that he liked, and he just showed them in whatever order. But we'll talk about the order in which they were shown.
Okay.
So go right ahead. Start with season 1.
Okay. Well, in season 1, neither one of us watched it, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But the first routine was Destiny and Jamil doing a hip-hop routine by Shane Sparks. I remember it was black and white costumes, and it was a great routine. I think Shane's best seasons were probably, you know, those first few seasons.
And that was interesting to watch because the dancers have had some trouble with Shane's routines. They're difficult, and I'm not saying that his routines aren't great, but they have not been successful in these latter seasons.
True.
So, yeah, that was amazing.
The dancers often end up in the bottom three.
That's right, that's right. So. But Shake was just really, really fantastic to see, mm-hmm. really interesting to watch. And someone made a comment, now I want to make sure I'm saying the right one, that the dancers were, you had a contemporary dancer and a Latin dancer doing hip-hop. Was that this one or was that another one?
That was probably Lauren and Pasha from season 3.
That probably was. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But
I know that Jameel made it to the final four. Mm-hmm. Destiny, I think, might have been top 6 or top 8. But then the next routine from season 1, the only other one that they showed was Melody and Nick doing Broadway. And these were the top 2, the final 2 for season 1. And Nick, of course, went on to win. And that was Ty Siorio's first routine with All That Jazz.
I thought it was great.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. And there were some really nice elements where they were separate and doing a lot of turns. Nick has wonderful turns, and so Tice really capitalized on that. Mm-hmm. And some beautiful leaps. So it was a good routine.
Mm-hmm. Very enjoyable.
Great welcome to the show for him. So then in season 2, they started off with Heidi and Benji, who are both cousins, and Benji Schwimmer, of course, went on to win the show. And they did the Black Mambo. And it was a wonderful routine. I mean, you get these two that are experts in their field, because I think the Mambo is pretty similar to the West Coast Swing, so mm-hmm. they both picked it up really easily. Mm-hmm. And wow, it was just a showcase of wonderful dancing and showing off what all they could do.
I totally agree. I really enjoyed it. It was just so wonderful. And again, the opportunity for me to see some dances I had not seen before.
Mm-hmm. And they did some great turns together, too. I remember that. And then the next one was Allison and Ivan doing Ty Siorio's contemporary piece To Why. They were all in black. And I remember this was a huge favorite in season mm-hmm. 2. Absolutely huge. In fact, Ivan, he went on to make it into the top 6, which actually they didn't expect him probably to get past top 10. Mm-hmm. But this routine was really a turning point for him. I remember Mia, I believe, started to cry because she said, you know, Ivan is a hip-hop dancer, and he just really changed his form and became a contemporary dancer. She was so excited with the change he had made in that routine, and it was beautifully choreographed.
Let me make a couple of points. One is that I think we're certainly seeing Ty Siorio emerge as one of the strongest choreographers throughout the entire seasons. We'll hear more about Mia later, but Ty, from the very beginning, has choreographed some incredible routines. Routines that are fan favorites, that in many cases are Emmy nominated, and he's still doing it. So, I mean, it's just amazing. And then the other thing I want to touch on is the musicality. The music in all these performances and these top performances were just so excellent. And I really believe that a good dance performance is made up of a strong, beautiful routine and the proper music mm-hmm. associated with it. I mean, I just totally believe that. When I see an unsuccessful dance, in my mind, a lot of it is because the music doesn't seem to fit.
Yes.
And yes. All these, we see the music's great, and lots of different kinds of music. I mean, not just the same type. Mm-hmm. We even have a very alternative one with Hummingbird and Flower that we'll talk about a little bit later. But the music just really fits the dance.
Oh my gosh, that one was perfect.
And, you know, I think we have 2 Annie Lennox songs? Of course, I'm a big Annie Lennox fan. I know we had Why.
Why.
And I thought maybe there was a second one. Sweet Dreams, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
Sweet
yes.
Dreams, yeah. So, you know, I love the Eurythmics. But, I mean, it's really important. So when I see a dance performance that the music's a little whack, I'm in many cases, it's not going to be a successful dance performance. And certainly with all these 15... they had great music, and they make really good choices.
Well, and you know, now that you bring that up, it makes me think about all the songs I have downloaded from iTunes mm-hmm. because of this show.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, it's also the music that keeps the show from being able to produce DVDs of the seasons.
Right.
So Nigel has said they can't get permission for all the songs to put on DVD.
Right.
But... you know, Hip Hip Chin Chin and The Garden mm-hmm. and Gravity and If It Kills Me and Why. And I remember this next routine, Travis and Heidi's bench routine was to Calling You by Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. And I was so upset because you can't find that anywhere. It's
really?
Like a live song somewhere. Wow. Mm-hmm. And you can't get it. And I was so disappointed. But I love these songs. Like, I've had Gravity and If It Kills Me on repeat for a couple weeks now.
I downloaded Loving You is really my game, and I didn't know who, you know, who did that. We had to look it up and find it because I just love that disco song. I had never heard it before. I heard it on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
But anyway, we digress. But it was an important digression.
Okay. So back to Travis and Heidi. So we saw the bench routine again. I mean, we saw that on the 100th episode. Right. So they repeated it. It was nice. I actually sort of like this original version a little bit better, of course, than when they repeated it. But it's a beautiful routine, and Mia Michaels won an Emmy for it. And that same year, Wade Robson also won an Emmy for his group routine, Rama Llama. But shall we move on to season three?
Yes, let's move on.
Okay, we have four routines from season three. First off was Sabra and Neil with a jazz routine by Mandy Moore to Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
It was the table dance.
I was so happy to see Sabra.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We've talked about this before, you know, on this show. Where is Sabra?
What has happened to Sabra?
Yeah, we're going to have to find out.
I think she's just doing conventions and all of that. I don't know. She really has separated herself from the show, it
she
seems
really
like.
Has, and I'm not quite sure why. We're going to have to find the backstory behind all that, because I really liked her.
But I love this table dance routine. I remember when Nigel came on Twitter a week or so before the finale this year and said, okay, what are all your favorite routines from seasons one through five? I shot off three routines to him, and two of them were in the show, and this was one of them, was that table dance.
Wow.
So
what was the other one?
The other one, I mean, some of them I knew would make it in there, like the bench routine and the hummingbird and the flower. I think the other one, what was it?
Gravity?
No, because I think seasons five I was remembering. Oh, I can't believe that right now I can't remember it.
It'll come back to you.
Oh, man.
Well, moving on to Hummingbird and Flower.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, Lacey and Danny, another one from season three that they showed, doing the samba to Hip Hip Chin Chin that was choreographed by Dimitri. That was the other one.
So good.
I remember I said, it's sex on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the music. Love the music.
And I think that really actually makes the routine.
Oh, yeah.
It gives them something to perform to and something showy.
Did they use that again in season five? Because if it wasn't Hip Hip Chin Chin, it was a song that sounded very similar to it with, I'm not remembering her name, but she was in the top three, blonde.
Kayla.
With Kayla and her partner. Remember that Latin number they did?
It could be.
It was very similar to that. If it wasn't Hip Hip Chin Chin, it was very similar.
You know, it could have been.
And I love that music.
Oh, I know. I do, too. Yeah. I know they've used it on Dancing with the Stars, too.
Okay.
It's a fantastic piece. So then the next one, Hummingbird and Flower with Hawk and Jamie.
I just love that.
By Wade Robson. Oh, it was just perfect. And I love it when Wade creates these characters that they can portray. And Hawk was just wonderful.
I think he must have created that for him. It just felt like it was just so much in his style and what he could do and what he could bring to that performance. And of course, you know, it was about a hummingbird and a flower, and he played the bird, and he was very bird-like.
And Jamie was very similar to Kayla in that she has beautiful extensions and balance, and she's a beautiful balletic type of contemporary dancer. And so she portrayed that flower choreography perfectly.
Almost like a vine. She was very kind of vine-like in her you know, movements. But it was wonderful. And the music, again, was very kind of quirky, strange. Nothing that, you know, you can't really dance to it, except if you do this kind of dance.
Exactly.
Not really one you can hum to. But, I mean, it was just a really nice mood setting. And it was a great choice for that particular performance.
This next one was actually one I had forgotten about. Lauren and Pasha's doing the hip hop routine by Shane Sparks, Transformers routine. And that one was really great. This is the one where she's a contemporary dancer, although she does have a hip hop background as well.
Okay.
And Pasha is a ballroom dancer.
They were great.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was like they were transforming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, the dance routine started out where she's sitting on his back, but they're all kind of folded up. And then, you know, she extends and he extends and they become two people. And then, of course, at the end,
they
go
back
to the original, the original
so interesting
pose. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was.
So good. Okay. Moving on to season four, we have another one that I was a little bit surprised to see, but I completely understand it. Mark and Courtney doing The Garden.
I was a little
choreographed
surprised.
Choreographed by Sonia. I think maybe they just wanted to throw a Sonia piece in there.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
And perhaps it was just, it was a very memorable one. It was Sonya's first piece on, no, it wasn't her first one. I think it was her second.
Okay.
But Mark and Courtney really got to shine with it.
They did. So, they did.
It was wonderful choreography. I do love seeing that routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then next was one that we saw on the 100th show, which was Mark and Chelsea doing Bleeding Love by Napoleon and Tabitha, that hip-hop routine.
And I was so glad. Well, I love Nappy Tabs. I mean, I love their work. I don't know if this is my favorite thing they've ever done, but I really did like this performance. I was glad to see it on the 100th show. It had so much emotion in it.
Yes.
And it was really great.
Beautifully choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
And then one I thought we would see on there, also by Nappy Tabs, was Joshua and Katie doing...
No Air?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Everybody expected to see No Air, and were several people that I've seen on the internet talking were very surprised by Hometown Glory, but it was all about that assisted run. It was all about the assisted run.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're so on the same page here. I was floored to see that routine on there. But yeah, it was all about the assisted run, and I think to get another Mia Michaels routine in there. And it was the winner and the top female.
Right.
So they do love showing those pairings.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it was a great performance. I really liked it. It was
and very,
very
intricate
nice.
Choreography. Mm-hmm. And to see Joshua, who is a hip-hop dancer, doing that kind of contemporary dancing is beautiful. But I was a little bit surprised to see that one.
And you know what? When I was watching that, you know, there was only one where they showed Joshua. As everyone knows who's been listening, my favorite from this past season has been Adai.
Mm-hmm.
And as watching Joshua, they don't really look alike, and Adai is taller than Joshua, but they have that strength.
Yes.
And the strength in partnering. And
when sort of I was a quiet strength.
And a quiet strength. And when I was watching Joshua, it just hit me. I said, wow. Okay, clearly this is the kind of dancer that I like. Because I'm seeing it in Joshua, and I saw it in Adai.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Okay, and moving on to season 5, they kicked it off with Brandon and Jeanette doing their disco routine. And this is the song that you said you downloaded, right?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I had never heard that before. It's such a cool song. And I found it, you know, and downloaded it. Just great, great. Everything that says disco is in this song. I mean, it's just so fun. You just want to get up and dance yourself.
Yeah, it is a very happy, cheerful kind of routine. And it was nice to see Brandon kick it up a notch and be able to pull this off and have some fun. He seems like such a serious dancer.
Right.
So to see him smiling and, you know, having fun with this was interesting to see.
They both were having fun. Someone mentioned on one of the comment boards that they were disappointed that Nigel picked a performance where someone stumbled.
Yes.
And Jeanette did stumble in this. But you know what? That did not by any means detract from the performance for me. In fact, I had forgotten that she even stumbled.
I did too.
I didn't even see it the first time. I re-ran it and looked. I was like, oh yeah, she did stumble.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see it the first time I watched it. So,
and I think probably most people wouldn't notice it.
Right.
So,
right.
I didn't think it was a big deal. It really was an outstanding routine.
It was great. I think it's the best disco performance they've had.
Because the other one they could have chosen was probably Brandon and Kayla, which in that one, there was just so much going on that the dancers were completely exhausted by the end of it, and it sort of fell flat in the end. It was a wonderful piece, though.
And there was also a disco performance with Melissa and Adai. I think it was Melissa. Mm-hmm. It was definitely Adai. Again, I didn't think it was as strong as this one. So this one was the one they had to choose.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you've got the next two are my two favorites from the entire season. Starting with Kayla and Capono with Gravity, the contemporary piece by Mia Michaels. I swear she will win an Emmy for this.
Oh, yes, she will. If she doesn't, then she will be robbed.
I will protest if she does not.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
That routine is just perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm.
And then Jason and Janine with Travis Wall's routine to If It Kills Me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you've got Janine, who is the winner. And she and Jason did a beautiful job with that routine.
If Jason had been as strong in everything he did as he was in this routine, then he would have been in the final four.
True.
Or even the final three.
Yeah.
Watching this and realizing, wow, he did not even place.
Mm-hmm.
It seems amazing. But there were some other, you know, missteps and stumbles that the judges really kind of didn't like along the way. But he was a contender.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and this was his style.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he didn't quite have enough versatility to be able to make it to the final four.
Right.
But he was a wonderful dancer.
He really was. And is, we should say.
Yes, yes, yes.
He is a wonderful dancer.
Again, you can still see them on tour.
That's
so
right.
He is still dancing.
That's right.
And I guarantee you will see these, probably all three of these routines mm-hmm. from season five. Mm-hmm. And then getting into the last one, Nigel picked his favorite from all five seasons, mm-hmm. which was Melissa Nade doing Tice Diorio's breast cancer piece.
That's right.
His favorite of all five seasons.
This woman's work. Again, music killed it.
Yes.
I can't even imagine what this would have been like to another song.
Uh-huh.
I just can't even imagine it.
True.
It was just really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've seen it many times now, but when I watched it, on Wednesday night, it still affected me. Gravity, which was about addiction, still affected me, and this one still affected me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just really, really good.
Beautiful routine and great emotion mm-hmm. that was put into it. So,
absolutely.
And then we had to see Tice cry again and Mia cry again.
I know.
It's like, oh, man, come
Everybody
stop it.
Crying but the dancers, which I just they'll still think is very interesting.
No, Melissa was crying.
Was she crying?
Yeah, she
Maybe
was
Maybe I just
crying.
Thought it was sweat.
She was all teared
was
up.
Was she? Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it could have just been as a reaction of seeing Mia get choked up.
Yeah.
Because I know that happens to me. I see somebody crying and get emotional, and it happens
blubbering.
To me. So, especially when you're exhausted after having just danced a routine, your emotions
exactly.
are a little bit more on the surface.
Well, I thought for the most part, Nigel made really good choices. Actually, it was the top 16 if you include his favorite, although the show was called the top 15. Really great choices. I'm so glad they did this. I'm so glad
Oh, me too.
He pulled it together. It was great seeing those early performances, which I had never seen, or those dancers, which I'd never seen. And now this just... I'm all geeked up, and I'm ready to see the next season now. I mean, I'm just absolutely, and it starts next week.
It does.
Yeah,
it starts Wednesday night. So it looks like it's only on Wednesday night this mm-hmm. week, and not Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll have an audition round on Wednesday night.
And we'll have audition rounds for a few weeks.
Probably
we?
A month.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It depends on if it's both Wednesday and Thursday.
That's true.
But it may just be on Wednesday night for a little while. We'll see.
Yeah. So you'll need to check your checknewsok.com or check your TV guide or whatever to make sure you don't miss a show. I think you'll have to be vigilant those first couple of weeks just to make sure. Or
right.
if you have a DVR, just set it to record all the new programs like I do.
Yeah, me too.
So then you definitely won't miss anything. Well, I think it's again, season six was great. It's nice that we've had a little break, but not too long. I'm so happy that it's starting up again in the fall. I think we're going to have a great season six.
I'm excited.
So we will see you again, or talk to you again next week. Just check out the TV blog on newsok.com for any additional information. I'll get it up if I hear anything. And we'll be here next week.